This is the laboratory at Johns Hopkins Institute for Cell Engineering in Baltimore, where scientists worked around the clock for a month to find out how the Zika virus affects brain cells.
In this study, we just ask a very simple question. What are the cells that are preferentially vulnerable for the Zika virus?
Since last year, when the Zika outbreak started in Brazil, more than 5,000 babies have been born with abnormally small heads and the possibility of severe developmental delays. The condition is called microcephaly. What these babies have in common is that at some time during pregnancy, their mothers were infected with the Zika virus. Since then, scientists have tried to determine why and how the Zika virus affects the developing brain and when the fetus is most vulnerable. At Johns Hopkins Medicine and Florida State University, researchers looked at what happens when the Zika virus is put in a petri dish with lab-grown cells of the type that form the human brain. These are stem cells and the more developed neural progenitor cells. The researchers found that the Zika virus reacts in two different ways.
First, they will kill some of these neural stem cells that are responsible for forming part of the brain, and also it will slow down the growth of these neural progenitor cells if they're not dead yet.
They also found that the virus co-opts the cells and uses the cell's ability to reproduce to make copies of itself. Ming says more work needs to be done to prove that the Zika virus is directly responsible for microcephaly. That work would involve a similar study, using a three-dimensional model that is closer to the way the brain actually develops. The scientists from both universities are now collaborating on another study.
Another thing we really would like to do is to see whether we can find ways to block the Zika entry or the action of Zika virus on these cells.
Blocking the virus or finding a way to keep it from damaging brain cells would make Zika far less threatening than it is now. Carol Pearson, VOA News, Washington.